That's a beautiful string of beads.
Quick, Donnie. Don't do me like that.
If two men have a fight and one man defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really fought the other one.
Coward.
No, if one of them really defeats the other one in a fight, you say, how would you express that? You say one man really did what to the other one?
Beat him up.
Yeah. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
A stingy person? Mm-hmm. He is a stingy person.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Chest.
What would you ever say he got
muscles.
Down? He got down on his haunches or haunches?
Haunches.
Haunches. Would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky or dutchy? You mean somebody who didn't look very good?
Yeah. They are very slouchy, or they are very ragged or something like that.
Well, now, could you use those words to, if you were talking about a woman or if you're talking about a man?
Yeah. Okay. Both can be slouchy.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dude it up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, would you say the same thing? Or would you say
Dooted up too.
Okay. What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? Right. He sure is what for his age.
He's really lively or spunky or something like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody say a word like peered or spry?
Yeah.
Which one? Or both of them?
Well, both of them can be.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
Haunted house.
And somebody might be afraid to go in one of those houses because he'd be afraid of seeing what?
Haunts.
You know, I wonder if you would mind being a little quieter. The trouble is with this recording.
I know, I know.
At all.
And he keeps me interrupted too. Will you get out in the yard? Let Grandma put them out in the yard for you. Come on, let's go out in the yard. Come on, let's put these out here.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
They do. They say they do. Brings bad luck.
Can you think of any other things that people say bring bad luck?
Well, some people is witchified like that, and some are not. Sometimes you run up with people that things bring bad luck to you if you do these things. That thing is bad luck. If you sweep the floor after dark, it's bad luck. Sweep trash out the door after sundown, it's bad luck, and all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard people talk about jinxes or hoodoos or voodoos?
Hoodoos? Uh-huh. Well, you know, hoodoos is people that don't care and they just go and things like that. I imagine I have never come in contact with nothing like that.
Okay. I think...